USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump has issued a statement hitting President Joe Biden and the weak sanctions on Russia, saying the country has become very rich, causing oil prices to rise exponentially. Trump claimed in a statement issued by his political action committee, Save America, that there was no reason that the situation in Ukraine should have happened at all, and said that the sanctions issued against Russia are weak and insignificant compared to gaining total control over Ukraine. In the statement, Trump also pointed out that oil prices are continuing to rise and the U.S. was energy independent under the Trump administration. After two helicopter crashes on beaches over the weekend, today two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near a Utah ski resort during a Utah National Guard training exercise. No crew members were hurt in the accident near the Snowbird Ski Resort, and the National Guard said in a Twitter that both UH-60 helicopters were badly damaged. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com. Or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
The CDC is preparing another set of masking guidelines. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to states very soon. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, is expected to announce masking guidelines Wednesday at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing. At this time, nothing has been finalized yet, but the CDC is considering a new benchmark for whether masks are needed or not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has decided to take up the case of a Colorado web designer who is opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because of her religious beliefs. The latest clash to become before the court involving claims of religious liberty and state laws that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The court said in its brief on the decision, it will be deciding the question of whether applying public accommodation laws to compel an artist to speak violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, and I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is now saying that his government still requires the use of emergency powers even after anti-mandate protesters were cleared from Ottawa over the weekend. Trudeau said the state of emergency is not over. There continues to be real concerns about the coming days, claiming that there's the possibility of some new blockades. Trudeau argued that the Emergencies Act invoked last week to quell record protests in the country is still necessary for law enforcement to respond to weeks of dangerous and unlawful activities. A 4-year-old child in Utah fired a weapon from the backseat of a car toward a police officer after being told to do so by his dad. Police were initially called to a McDonald's just outside of Salt Lake City after restaurant workers reported a man had pointed a gun toward employees after receiving the wrong order. Employees had the man pull in front of the restaurant and wait for the correct order and then called police. When the officers arrived, they asked the man to get out of the vehicle several times, but he refused to comply, so the officers pulled him out of the vehicle. While the man was being taken into custody, the 4-year-old was in the backseat of a car with a 3-year-old sibling, according to the Salt Lake City Police Department. When the father told him to fire, the officer swiped the gun to the side of the car and a round was fired, grazing the officer. There were no additional injuries, and the father is in custody facing charges of felony child abuse and threatening with the use of a dangerous weapon. Stay updated 24/7 at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.